He did meet Sir Malcolm Turnbull, was the keynote speaker at an event celebrating the 80th anniversary of Jewish Care last Sunday. The Prime Minister said, whenever he is at Jewish Care, he feels he's part of a wider mishpocha. He said that what motivates and drives Jewish Care is the strong Jewish values of tzedakah and tikkun olam, repairing the world one act of grace, one act of love at a time. Now, also speaking at the event was the president of Jewish Care, Alan Vidor, who said the Jewish Care start as a vital migrant welfare group and its evolution into a cutting-edge social and community welfare organization that helps more than 4,000 people per year is something all New South Wales Jews can celebrate. He said that Jewish Care is a community asset of which all of us should be very proud. It helps people in most need in areas of aged care, disability services, mental health, and services to support children and families.
Well, it seems there is always need to Jewish Care. It doesn't matter what country and what century. A Jewish community always provided Jewish care to people in need. And this is something remarkable that it is acknowledged by our Prime Minister as well. And we're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, rabbis are in the news again, and the future of Rabbi Pinchas Feldman as a member of the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales hangs in the balance.
It does hang in the balance, Nita. A formal complaint against Rabbi Pinchas Feldman was lodged this week by victims advocate Manny Wax. Now, the complaint, which was made to the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales President Rabbi Eli Cohen, has actually seen 4 out of the 5 Rabbinical Council executive members step aside in relation to this complaint, with the rabbi citing a conflict of interest. Now, as a result, executive member Rabbi Paul Lewin will now appoint a separate committee to address the complaint in due course. Now, in an email to Rabbi Cohen, Manny Wax said that Pinchas Feldman did not fulfill his moral, religious, and legal responsibility to protect children and was a party to conduct that denigrated victims. Manny Wax said that Pinchas Feldman has lost his moral right to serve the community and should step down from all his public positions, including as a member of the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales. Now, earlier this month, Nita, the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse found that as Dean of Yeshiva Bondi, Rabbi Feldman did not take any steps to inform anyone, including the authorities, that an alleged perpetrator was contemplating leaving Australia, and that Rabbi Feldman had not undertaken any formal training in respect of child sexual abuse. Now, the commission also found that there was no formal written policy at the time that set out what was to occur if a complaint about child sexual abuse reached Rabbi Feldman, and there were no formal policies in place at the Yeshiva Bondi that required complaints to be recorded or set out what should be done in response to complaints. Now, Rabbi Paul Lewin, he's currently in Israel. He returns to Australia next week, and he said that he will work with other members of the Rabbinical Council who do not have a conflict of interest to address this serious issue and this complaint that has been brought to the Rabbinical Council. Anita, on Tuesday, I contacted Rabbi Pinchas Feldman, and he said that he was not aware of any complaint made against him and had no comment to make. So we'll all be watching this story very closely, Nitsa.
And still talking about rabbis, but in a totally different context, Australian rabbis across religious spectrum appear united against assisted suicide as the Victorian government considers whether to become the first Australian state to legalize it for terminally ill people. It's a very interesting ethical and moral issue.
That's right, Nita. Rabbinical Council of Australia and New Zealand President Rabbi Yaakov Glassman said his organization's view that halacha views human life as sacred and its worth is not measured by varying levels of quality of life. He said that with regard to end-of-life decisions, halacha clearly and categorically prohibits the performance of any act that shortens a patient's life. He admits there may be circumstances with a dying patient where halacha deems it appropriate not to initiate new or heroic treatments, but there is never an instance in which one may actively end a life or even assist in the ending of a life through means such as lethal injection or the like.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Well, HaKoach Club, back in the news. What's happening now?
It's back in the news, Nita. They've promised progress next year. They said that significant progress to construction on the club's White City site will happen in 2017. And this comes after a Woollahra Council decision not to heritage list White City or to proceed with a development control plan, which would have imposed specific controls on the site. Now, having secured approval of its Stage 1 Concept DA, the development application last year, the next step is the submission by HAKOA of a Stage 2 development application, which the club says is well into the planning, and they anticipate that this will be lodged in the early part of next year.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, not just love is in the air, but also Christmas in the air, but more importantly, for our listeners, Hanukkah is in the air. There are lots of activities that are planned for Hanukkah, to celebrate Hanukkah. We light our candles at home, but there are lots of community events for Hanukkah. Can you please tell us about some of them in Sydney and in Melbourne?
That's right, Nita. It's time to dust off the dreidels and dish out the jam donuts, enjoy lighting candles and singing joyful songs. With Hanukkah just around the corner, there are a number of events happening across Sydney and Melbourne. In Sydney, there will be Hanukkah lighting at Bondi Beach. There will be fish and chips, jam donuts and a range of fun activities for the kids. That's happening next week, Nita, next Wednesday, December 28th from 5:30 p.m. at Bondi Beach next to the Children's Playground. It's hosted by Chabad of Bondi. Now, elsewhere in Sydney, there'll be a menorah lighting in Oxford Street Mall next Monday, December 26th. In the city, there will be a Hanukkah lighting in Martin Place next Thursday, December 29th. And at Coogee Beach, Nita, on December 25th, there'll be a barbecue and picnic with a memorable Hanukkah lighting ceremony by the beach. So lots of events happening in Sydney. Now in Melbourne, Nita, of course, is the Hanukkah in the Park, the annual celebration at Caulfield Park on December 27th. There'll be a concert, there'll be games for the kids, kosher food, and of course the highly anticipated evening fireworks. This celebration is not to be missed. Now, Nita, on Thursday, December 29, there'll be a central menorah lighting at Malvern Shopping Centre. There'll be kids entertainment, crafts, donuts, and of course, latkes. So you won't want to miss that on Thursday, December 29. And also on the same day, there'll be a Hanukkah celebration and barbecue at Parliament Gardens, which is on the corner of Spring and Albert Streets in Melbourne, opposite the East Melbourne Hebrew Congregation. So loads of events happening in Sydney and in Melbourne.
Evan, thank you very much for all this colorful information about Hanukkah. We are looking forward to celebrate Hanukkah, and as you know, this year it is exactly around Christmas time. Evan Zlatkis, thank you very much, and have a great week and happy Hanukkah.